USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People in New Hampshire heading to the polls today for the first of the nation presidential primary. Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg appear to be the favorites, though at the first Democratic vote casting at midnight, the primary results in Dixville Notch showed Amy Klobuchar leading with 8 votes. Meanwhile, President Trump held a rally in Manchester last evening.
We have so much more enthusiasm than that's not even close. They're all fighting each other. They're all going after each other. You got them all over the place. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. They can't even count their votes.
An American soldier is pleading guilty to distributing instructions on how to make bombs. A U.S. Attorney's Office spokesman in Kansas says Specialist First Class Jarrett William Smith gave an undercover FBI agent detailed instructions on how to make a vehicle bomb. And this is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Some potentially dangerous weather keeps pounding the south, and forecasters say there's a high risk of serious flash flooding and severe thunderstorms again today. The Defense Department plans to cut funding for the military newspaper Stars and Stripes. The publisher of the editorial independent paper says the Defense Department said Monday that it plans to provide less money for the paper beginning next year. More than a third of Stars and Stripes' budget comes from federal funding. That's jazz keyboardist Lyle Mays playing with the Grammy Award-winning Pat Metheny Group. Mays passed away at 66 yesterday following what his family describes as a long battle with a recurring illness. Metheny calling Mays one of the greatest musicians he ever knew. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence were together paying their respects last night to 2 American soldiers killed in Afghanistan over the weekend. Mr. Trump saluted and Pence put his hand over his heart as the flag-draped transfer cases were carried off a plane and loaded into a vehicle at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. 28-year-old Sergeant Javier Gutierrez of San Antonio and 28-year-old Sergeant Antonio Rodriguez of Las Cruces, New Mexico, were killed on Saturday when an Afghan soldier opened fire with a machine gun. The 2 were stationed at Eglin Air Base in Florida. It looks like the courts are clearing the way for T-Mobile and Sprint to go forward with a merger. The New York Times is reporting a federal judge is expected to rule in favor of the merger between the 2 wireless carriers, a decision set to be made public today, according to that report. More than a dozen state attorneys general had filed a lawsuit last summer to try to block that merger. They argue that combining the 2 companies will make the industry less competitive and will drive up prices in the process. And former Iowa governor and U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack has hit it big. He won $150,000 in the Powerball lottery. Iowa lottery officials say Vilsack came by to pick up his prize yesterday. He won the prize in the Powerball drawing on January 22nd. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.